Sky Sports Radio combined with Harness Racing New South Wales brings you On The Pace for your daily dose of news and tips.
Great to have you joining us for On The Pace on this Thursday here on Sky Sports Radio. We're about to touch base with Jack Callaghan to get an update on many facets of, I guess, what's happening in the harness racing game at the moment, because we know Spirit of St. Louis is headed across to Perth for the Nullarbor, where Jack will be driving him, looking to go one better than last year. And he also had a really good weekend of feature race success. So that to come shortly. But first, we raced at Bathurst last night, where it was just a 7-race card, a smaller card, but of course, with such a busy time in that region prior, no surprises to see there be a few less horses. Both Chris Judd and Jet Turnbull combined for a race-to-race double midway through the card with Speculating and Carlo Gambino. And Vaporfire was able to win, giving Zara Fitzpatrick another race day victory, taking her tally to 6 wins from 15 career drives and a further 3 minors. So she's operating at a 40% win strike rate 3 weeks into her driving career, and at another 20% of her drives are finding minor money if they're not winning. It's quite an exceptional start to her career, and she was able to add to that tally last night at Bathurst with Vaporfire, and she's off to Penrith tonight to look to do much of the same. We also had a trialing session yesterday at Menangle. The fast class trial went the way of Last Tango in Heaven, defeating Lineup, Mahomes, Simply Sam, a few other high quality horses just in behind the pace. Last season's Group 1 winner, Majestic Trio, the trotting mare, now at Jarrod Orch, and she was successful in the open class trot trial, 58-1, 27-6, the time recorded for her. So we are off to Penrith this evening with 9 races. The first gets underway at 6:22. The remainder of the weekend sees Wagga race tomorrow afternoon, Newcastle and Parks tomorrow night, and Menangle on Saturday night sees quite a few feature races. The Golden Easter Egg for the 3-year-old fillies is a highlight, with the winner gaining automatic entry into the New South Wales Oaks final on the 4th of May. So that's only a few weeks away, but basically the winner bypasses the heats and books their position straight away. There's also the 4-year-old foundation final for the trotters, and a fast class that features the likes of Hot and Treacherous, Narano, Firefox, Weave, and Boppins on return as well. So that's Saturday night to look forward to. Before then, though, there will be an eye on Cambridge this evening. We know we're just shy of a week out, just over a week out from the Grins Night of Champions at Cambridge, where there is going to be strong Australian interest in both the $1 million race by Grins and also the $600,000 tab trot. But many of the key players ahead of next Friday are flexing their muscle tonight at Cambridge. I think 3/4 of the field for the race by Grins are going around in the Macmillan Equine Feeds Paces Flying Mile for $60,000. But the news item this morning was that Rock and Roll Drew is a scratching. He won't be going around in that final lead-up race. Crandell Getty is the caretaker trainer at the present time, and he's expressed the fact that it's likely a pretty nasty foot abscess. It hasn't quite come to a head yet. So that's certainly concerning for the team. We know that there will be an emergency drawn in the field. Hopefully that's not to be the case. But slot holders do have until Sunday to potentially swap in or out a runner, whether that be in Rock and Roll Drew's case or someone else that happens to potentially underperform tonight. So the final field is there in pencil, but it's certainly not locked in yet, and we'll keep an ear to the ground when it comes to Rock and Roll Drew. So disappointing news there. And in the trotting event, there's only the 5 runners, but Queen Elida takes on Oscar Bonavina. So that will certainly be a key form indicator as well. Let's catch up with Jack Callaghan off the back of his feature race double the weekend just gone. He was a Group 1 winner at Bathurst on Saturday evening with Fox Dan before backing it up when Not To Be Denied was successful in the Riverina Championships Mayor's Final. Good morning to you, Jack, and congratulations on a super weekend. They don't come along too often, so I'm sure that you enjoyed that.
Yeah, good morning, Brittany. It certainly was a really good weekend. Quite busy and plenty of travel, but it was good that we were rewarded with some good results.
On Fox, Dan, your Group 1 winner, which they're very hard to come by, but that's your seventh now. How was he? Because I guess it probably was a little bit of a different lead-up. A lot of your Group 1 successes have come with Spirit of St. Louis, a horse that you've got a really good relationship with, but I would assume it was the first time you sat behind Fox, Dan, ever there on Saturday night at Bathurst. So it must have been a bit of a different feeling.
Yeah, it was quite different, obviously. Just got a call Thursday morning from Clayton asking if I'd drive him, and was able to jump at the opportunity, and they were really confident that he would be really hard to beat, and you know, he had all the favours drawing one over all his rivals as well, so he felt quite nice and was, you know, pretty easy horse to drive, so it was good.
There's a lot said about his gate speed. I guess that was a bit of a pressure aspect of the race coming up with the inside alley, but there was really no cause for concern, and he led pretty easily in the end.
Yeah, he did. I honestly wasn't too concerned going into it. Like, he'd only had the one start, and at that point he drew wide, and Cam just never asked him to come out of the gate, and he just came out with him. So I thought... After talking to Clayton as well, he was quite confident that if I had to ask him, he'd buzz out pretty quickly. And, he did that quite comfortably.
Well, that was the first feature of the weekend. And then you went to Wagga on Sunday to partner with Not To Be Denied. Again, a mare that you were having your first race day drive on. I believe you'd driven her in a trial prior. But she's a great addition to the stable, and that was a good effort to win second up from a long break. We spoke to Jackie Gibson yesterday, and she was retired late last year, so it's been quite the turnaround, and it doesn't look like she's finished her feature race winning yet.
No, that's right. It worked in my favour that she didn't take to the broodmare barn quite too well, so she's always been a really quality filly, and I think it was the Easter egg, actually, that she won as a three-year-old, which she went 150 doing that. So she's always had quality. She's a really big, strong mare, and she's quite tough, but obviously got really good speed as well. She clocked her own last quarter in 25-2 on Sunday, so they don't go much quicker than that.
No, not at all. And she's really been well looked at. So it looks as though the carnival upcoming, the Mayor's Carnival, looks right up her alley. She'll head towards the Queen Elizabeth the Second Mile.
Yep, that's her next target now. So not too sure what races she'll target before then, but that's obviously their main goal.
You know, it's only a month away now, so it's rapidly approaching that night. In terms of other races on the weekend, you had Spirit of St. Louis go around in the Renshaw Cup. He ran a close-up placing. What was your assessment of his run there?
I thought he was quite good without probably being great. He did a bit of work early, but then got nice sectionals through the middle. But, you know, was beaten by a horse in really good form in Max DeWight, so... we'd expect a bit of improvement off that run, and all signs show that he's come through the run great and looking forward to Perth now.
So when does he head across?
He'll fly over on Monday.
And last year he had a start the week before, I believe. Will he do similar this time around, or will that be him ahead of that event? Will he just have that one run at Penrith, the Renshaw Cup, as his last preparation?
Yeah, that'll be his last run now. I'd say he'll just have some pretty solid work here, and then he'll be staying at Greg and Sky Bond's property, and they've got a really good track, so he'll have a nice hit out there.
All right, he's...
Continue. Just have a hit out about 6 days before that, and that should top him off a lot.
In terms of this year's Nullarbor, how does it compare to last year's, do you think? Is it a little stronger? Is it more intriguing? Is there more gate speed, less gate speed? I'm sure you'd love to have a front row draw. What's your assessment of where he sits in the pecking order for the Nullarbor in 2024?
I don't think it's too dissimilar to last season. It's got a lot of the similar West Australian horses, and then I'm obviously Hot and Treacherous and Catch a Wave also going across, and they're two quality horses as well. So I think, you know, it'll be another strong race. I think a lot of the Perth horses are in really good form at the moment, and, you know, barrier draws are going to be crucial.
Is the plan still that that'll be his final Australian start and then he's headed across to North America off the back?
He'll race in the Fremantle Cup the week after. All going well, as long as he pulls up fine from that, and then he'll be done in Australia and he'll be heading to America in mid-May.
All right, well, hopefully he can wrap up his Southern Hemisphere career with a success or two there in the West. You've got no drives at Penrith tonight, but you are off to Newcastle tomorrow night. Of your drives there, you've got a couple. Is there one that stands out as a really strong winning hope?
Probably nothing that really jumps out too much. I think Coral Stride will be able to improve off last week. She just was in front and locked wheels around the bend, which kind of took her out of it a bit. And there's a nice three-year-old Paradise Point who probably hasn't been quite at the best of his form, but I think his last start was heading right in the right direction.
Okay, that's tomorrow night at Newcastle. And then you've got a strong book at Menangle on Saturday night as well. Just a few I wanted to ask you about. Nicholas Cage goes around in race number two. Have we worked this horse out yet? Because this time last year, he was in the race by Grins, if my memory serves me correctly. And it seems he either wins and goes really well here or doesn't seem to click. What's the plan with him on Saturday night? Can he win? I'm pretty sure on ability he could.
Yeah, if he wants to, he definitely could. He's a really tricky horse. He's definitely got a mind of his own, and it's hard to know who's going to turn up on the day. But, you know, I've only driven him the once, and he won really impressively in 150. So if a horse like that shows up, he'll be extremely hard to beat.
Yeah, definitely. You've picked up the drive on Manhattan in the mare's race. That's a nice pickup to grab. She was successful on Miracle Mile night, her first look at Menangle in 49. It's a very deep race. Braveview Kelly's there, the stable mate. I Love a Bubbles is in great form, but she's a high quality mare. So despite the wide draw, you would expect she's going to be really competitive.
Yeah, that's right. She certainly will be. She's obviously been a really good mare her whole career. She put in a great run first up for Jack and first Sydney run as well, which isn't easy for those Kiwi mares to come to Menangle and, you know, break 50. So the draw looks tricky for her. So I'd say I Love a Bubbles would be quite hard to beat. You'd expect it to lead, and it's hard to see any pressure in the race, but I'm sure she'll be there about.
In the Golden Easter Egg, you picked up the drive on Bougainvillea here, a horse that your brother Tom's had a lot to do with. It's a pretty deep race, and as you would expect, as a qualifier for the New South Wales Oaks, but she seems a nice filly. She was only beaten a little way in 53 at Newcastle a few starts ago. I'm sure you would have preferred a kinder draw, though.
Yeah, that's right. Another tricky draw. She's, only a lightly raced filly who's doing a pretty good job, and although she's only won the two races, she's, you know, been right around the mark in quick time against a few colts and things like that. So I'm sure she won't disgrace herself.
And in the four-year-old Trotters Foundation final, you have My Lightning McQueen, who should be pretty well favoured. She won her first two when coming across from New Zealand. And then what happened last time out, and that was a month ago now, so I would assume Adam's been working behind the scenes to get her back on track. If she is anywhere close to that initial form, she should be going awfully close here.
Yeah, that's right. She was really impressive her first few starts coming from New Zealand, and she won a heat against a, you know, similar form one field, and she should be really hard to beat. Her last start, she just never really felt herself. She wasn't trotting that great, so she made a gallop down the back straight, and then, you know, pulling up from the run, Adams found a few little problems with her. That's why she hasn't raced since, and I think he's quite confident that he's been able to iron them out, so hopefully we see the best of her on Sunday.
All right, that's race number 7 on an 8 race card. Appreciate your time this morning, Jack. Best of luck this weekend, and particularly over there in Perth with Spirit of St. Louis. Here's hoping you can go one better than last year in that $1.25 million race. Thanks for your time.
No worries. Thanks a lot, Brittany.
Jack Callaghan joining us this morning. So plenty of territory covered there. A feature race double on the weekend. Spirit of St. Louis heading to Perth on Monday. And then he's, before all of that, he's got quite a few good drives at Newcastle tomorrow night and Menangle on Saturday night. That's on the pace for this Thursday. Penrith this evening gets underway at 6:22. Michael Guerin will do his best to find you some winners around this time tomorrow morning here on Sky Sports Radio. He'll have a good look ahead to this weekend's harness racing action in New South Wales.